sound pleasurable or to enjoy what you're doing, you know, and it's just really not true. And I try to prove this to people, you know, that you can do just fine without some kind of stimulus, you know. Anyway, that's one goal I have in life, to try to maybe show people that you don't have to be out of your mind to, you know, to have a good time, you know. And but anyway, no, I don't think of anything else, you know. Pills, you know, uppers, downers, red devils, stuff like that. I've heard of a lot of it, like I said, you know. And I don't know, I even heard of angel dust not long ago, which is something like some kind of horse medicine or something. I don't know, you know. Yeah, God almighty, I cannot imagine people doing that. No, you know, I don't. Green. You know. You know. Yeah, you know, I'm a little bit short on green. Also the word jack, you know, it takes a lot of jack. Bucks. You know. And you know, coins, you know. Yeah, but I bet that costs you a hunk of gold, you know, they call it gold. And you know, just stuff like that, you know. Wine. Wine. No, I don't think so. I might, it might ring a bell, you know, if somebody said something, I might know what they were talking about, but I... not especially, you know. Ripple, yeah. Bally High, you know. Oh, yeah, Ripple. You know, everybody knows what that is, you know. Ripple. Yeah, pawn shop. Well, we got one, right? It's not much. There's one in Tupelo. Well, around here, people make a lot of money out of pawn shops. I don't know how, you know. Maybe they're fencing or something. But, you know, maybe fencing, really. But they you know, they got Cadillacs and, you know, Continentals and stuff like this, you know. I don't know. I don't think too much of the place because I figure there's something crooked going on there. I bought my kid a watch there one time. $8, I think I gave for it. But...
What about
Yeah, you wouldn't let your wife drive through it, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, no particular name. Just, you know, you just don't go there. It's not like, you know, the Bronx or Hyatt Street or, you know, Watts Avenue or anything like that, you know. You just...
But the Bible says it best. You know. He will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in him.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. North side, south side, no. Me, I'd go through there, you know. I'm just crazy enough to... I mean, I wouldn't if it was terribly bad if they were having a riot or something like that, but I mean, I wouldn't be scared to drive through a place. As a matter of fact, if I was by myself, somebody told one time, said, hey, there's some guys out there, you know, throw a bottle into your window when you go past the Sunflower Food Store. And I said, you know, and I didn't much pay any attention to it, and after a while, I said, yeah, they will. And I said, well, I'll give them a fresh, clean windshield. Because if they knock mine out, that'll be the last one they knocked out. And I said, you know, I'll just plead insanity, self-defense. Hell, I'm a redneck. I don't. Yeah, well, yeah, right. But I don't know. Somebody was just kidding, and somebody might have actually thrown a bottle into somebody's window, but it was probably a personal fricus, you know. Probably went out with his girlfriend or something. He went by and he threw a rock through the window, or a bottle, or whatever it was. But yeah, you know. I don't know. Well, it's just X-rated theater, you know, adult theater, you know, not many of those around here, you know, but I know what you're talking about, like on, what street is it, maybe Peachtree in Atlanta, you know. Yeah, skin flicks, you know. That's a mailman.